From Tidbits on May 18th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Restoring macOS 9 Desktop Click Behavior, written by Adam C. Angst. For the most part, I've come to grips with the ways that Apple chose to make macOS 10 break with previous versions of the macOS. But while some habits died harder than others, a few refused to give up the ghost. One of them clawed its way back into my consciousness recently, prompting me to query the Twitterverse for solutions. My problem? Although I understand and usually appreciate the way macOS 10 interleaves windows from different applications, the one application where that behavior bugs me is the Finder. Specifically, I want to be able to click on any visible part of the desktop and have all Finder windows appear. Yes, I know that clicking on the Finder's dock icon has the same effect, but the Finder's dock icon is small, and for me, located in the upper right-hand corner of my right-hand 24-inch monitor, making it a difficult target, particularly if the cursor happens to be in the bottom half of my left-hand 24-inch monitor where my main Finder window lives. But there's often a good chunk of desktop showing, and even when it's almost all obscured by other windows, there's usually a clear spot somewhere nearby where I can easily throw the cursor and click without worrying about accuracy. There are other approaches, of course, but they rely on other interaction methods, whereas I want to click the desktop. For instance, using the Command Tab application switcher to switch to the Finder brings all Finder windows to the front. There are also a number of utilities to bring the old macOS 9 windowing behavior to all applications, although I want it only for the Finder. Paul Russo recommended the free Go in Front for this, John Swift recommended the free X Assist, and Mark Nagata of our estimable Japanese translation team suggested an option in James Thompson's $29 drag thing. Excellent utility, though not one that quite fits the way I work. Several people also mentioned Light Switch X from Proteron, a utility that's been around for many years to provide macOS 9-like behavior to macOS 10. Alas, Proteron's website doesn't seem to be active anymore, so Light Switch X may be moribund. When I initially posed the question on Twitter, I received these and the following solutions, though only one did exactly what I want without requiring software that I wasn't already running. Keyboard Maestro. So a tip of the hat to Peter Lewis of Stairway Software, who noted that a simple macro in his $36 Keyboard Maestro utility, which I'm currently liking a lot for macro and multiple clipboard capabilities, could give me the desktop click behavior I wanted. Peter's macro triggers on the Finder being activated, which happens in the click on the desktop, and all it does is execute an action that brings all application windows to the front. I want it to work only in the Finder, but if you had other applications whose windows you wanted to stick together on application switches, you could just add more triggers to the macro. Since people were so generous in creating other ways to skin this particular cat, I'd be remiss in not sharing them. Clicko. Reiner Brackerhoff replied to my tweet saying that it wouldn't be hard for his free Clicko utility to do what I wanted. He had written Clicko explicitly to eliminate click-through, another of those changes from macOS 9 to macOS 10, though one that bothers Matt Newberg much more than it bothers me. See Matt's pay into Clicko in Fix Your Clicks with Clicko back in 2008. Lo and behold, the very next day, Reiner released Clicko 1.1 with an option to hold down a user-configurable set of modifier keys when clicking on the desktop to bring Finder windows to the front. Clicko is a nice addition to Reiner's collection of utilities. The current version is 1.1.1. Finder Front. Reiner wasn't alone in aiming to solve the problem through code. David Sinclair of Dejel Systems, whose Simon monitoring software I use and like, and who has just dipped his toes into the iPhone world with SmileDial, also stepped up to the plate with a free app he calls Finder Front. It too does exactly what I had suggested would be useful in capturing the desktop click and showing all the Finder windows. The only caveat is that because it captures all desktop clicks, it disables itself after activation for 60 seconds so you can work with icons on the desktop. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I hope one of the utilities mentioned here does something that you want, because there's a whole bunch of cool things out there to provide just the sort of behavior you really prefer.